This is Cindy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Each year, as spring arrives across the country, many people start or grow their backyard poultry flocks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service (APHIS) has an educational campaign called Defend the Flock that offers many resources like webinars, checklists, videos, and social media graphics that can protect the health of all poultry flocks. The focus is on good biosecurity practices. When these measurements are practiced daily, they will help protect poultry from infectious diseases. The best time to implement strong biosecurity is right from the start. Always buy new poultry from a flock that is certified with National Poultry Improvement Plan, NPIP. Participants in this program must meet certain standards. Some of the program standards are negative results for pylorum, avian influenza, and blood testing microbes. Standards are also lined out for sanitation procedures and other biosecurity principles. Purchasing day-old chicks is a less risky way to start your flock than bringing home older birds in the context of disease management. If you're raising chicks, you will need a heat source to keep them warm until their feathers grow in. Use heat lamps responsibly or consider alternatives, such as chick warming plates. Always wash your hands with soap and water before and after handling your birds. Have a dedicated set of coveralls or clothes and boots you use when you work with your flock. Clean and disinfect them regularly, and don't wear them outside the coop area. Keep your birds secure and protected from predators. Prevent contact with wild birds and rodents who can introduce germs into the flock. Each day, provide fresh water and the right food for your flock depending on their age and purpose. Feed and bedding storage should be kept tidy and pest-free. Keep your coop area clean and uncluttered. Regular disinfection is required. To properly disinfect, thoroughly clean and scrub objects before applying disinfectants. Disinfectants cannot work on top of caked-on dirt and manure, so wash surfaces thoroughly before disinfecting them. Apply disinfectants using brushes, sponge, and spray units. Allow adequate contact time according to the manufacturer's instructions. When expanding your flock, quarantine new birds for 3 weeks before introducing them to your flock. Monitoring and physically inspecting them for signs of tagalongs can prevent a big problem. External parasites like mites, fleas, and lice are easy to catch and treat during quarantine, but also easy to miss if you're not looking. There are numerous diseases that can affect our flocks. Coccidiosis is a common disease that occurs due to an internal parasite, usually brought in on shoes or equipment used in the coop. The infection spreads as the host bird sheds the disease. There are numerous treatment options for internal parasites, including coccidiosis. Raising backyard poultry can be a fun and fulfilling experience, but it is essential that all flock owners learn about and practice good biosecurity daily. For more information on growing poultry, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.